Hello and welcome to Four Man Meta, the War Machine and Hordes podcast all about champions and the active duty roster. Season 3, Episode 1. My name is Chad.
I'm the Ugly Duckling.
I'm James the New Guy.
And I'm Jeremy.
As you may notice, James is indeed one of our new cast members. Robert is taking a break from the game and also the podcast as well. So,
and by one of, he means the.
Yeah. Yeah. So we reached out to James, who's another player in our community. He's been playing for a number of years. And we wanted to get his thoughts and opinions on this in this crazy blender that we call a podcast.
I've been playing for a couple years here. I started with Protectorate, and then when Mark III came out, I moved to Circle Ouroboros. Spoiler alert, I'm going to go back to my roots for this, but I'm really looking forward to adding my nonsense to this podcast. Like,
it's not even 2 cents, really, is it?
Yeah, not at all.
Perfect. I love the FNG.
Yeah. We've been doing this shit for over a year.
Holy fuck.
I know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, you guys, you know you've been listening to us for like a year now, right?
Yeah.
Are your ears bleeding yet?
Not quite.
No, but their IQ definitely has dropped a couple points.
Oh, they'll get there once they've heard enough of me.
Yeah.
All right. And just a little bit of a recap from last season. We did have our Patreon, and we didn't actually get everything done and drawn for an announcement at the end of last season, so I just want to go over that for this season. We actually ended up going with 2 Patreon winners for the drawing, and that is going to be Titan Slam and Scott Kidwell. So congratulations, guys. You guys are going to get a model of your choice, and we'll get in touch with you. You'll let us know what you want, and we'll send it on the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for giving us money.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone who participated. We are not going to be continuing the Patreon during the season. We might revise it and look back into it for next season, potentially. But as it is, we just didn't see the following that we would have liked to try and get what we needed, which was getting some other equipment. But thank you, everyone who donated. Thank you, Josh Levon, for your donations, and everyone else that donated to it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you ever see us at a con that you know that we're going to be at, please come up and say hi to us. We'd love to hear from you guys about what you like or dislike, how we might be able to improve.
And if you have any suggestions for what we could do to get our Patreon up and going in a different way with things you would like to see, bonus episodes or whatever, you can always approach us on Facebook or like Twitter, and things that you can email, I don't know,
or whatever.
We have ways you can reach us.
Yeah,
figure it out.
Wait,
I've got one right here right now. Four Man Meta swimsuit calendar. All right. Ooh. I've made us money.
Ooh.
We're done. All right. We're done now.
If you want a Four Man Meta swimsuit calendar, let us know. God. Might be able to work something
just
out.
Just to be clear, if someone actually wants, if we get enough people that want to see this, I will make this happen. Because all the other guys here are joking about it. I will make it happen. I have a photographer that would be willing to do it. And I will make this shit happen now. Also, to make sure that we all know, there is also the bet that is still in effect from last
still
season.
Still in effect.
Yeah. James, you're part
committed
of this bet now.
You're committed already. So if you lose, so the bet is if any one of us loses every single match this season, those of us that have beards will shave our beard.
And mustache.
Aaron will bick his head.
No, we're going to go, I was going to say neck up, but I'm going to say we should just give, like, the person that loses all of them goes full powder treatment.
Full powder?
Like, powder, the movie Powder, head to toe, no hair.
Head to toe?
Head to toe.
No, no, no. We're not doing
that. Yeah, no, we absolutely are.
No, we're not doing
that. I mean,
we'll post the proof on my blog.
Neck up. I'm okay with neck up, but I'm not doing
No, not head to toe. It has to be a wax, actually.
I have limits.
The method of removal is wax.
I'm already, making women in my life angry just by even agreeing to this.
Hey, you know what?
Angela doesn't count.
Get good scrub.
So three women?
get good scrub. Just don't lose every game and you're fine.
I know. That's pretty much what I've been told. So
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
This is the first episode of the season, and like classically all of the other first episodes, we're going to go over who is on the current ADR roster for every single faction, talk about which casters we think are going to be the strongest, which pairings we're going to see, share our thoughts about how we think themes will be appearing, how SR17 is kind of going to affect this rotation, because this is a very big change for us, as well as the introduction of Grimkin, an entire another faction into this rotation, is going to be, have some large effects. And then we're also going to talk about some commonalities that we see amongst all of the factions. So where do we want to start, guys? We want to start with Signar?
Yeah, let's just start at the top.
Are we just going to go PP order?
Yeah, I mean...
Sure.
It's the easiest way to read the...
Zero, blah, 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 something, something.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Whatever. All right, so Season 6, Signar. We got Major Beth Maddox.
Weird.
Shocking.
Kane's Hellslingers. That is Kane 3.
Now I'm starting to cry.
Oh, God.
Captain E. Dominic Darius, plus the Half Jacks, and Lord General Coleman Stryker.
That's Stryker 3, correct?
That is Stryker 3. Okay. Stryker on a pony.
So the reckoning has come. The apocalypse.
Yeah.
For champions.
Oh,
I
God.
Mean, this is an amazing roster. Like,
yeah, because Kane's in it. There's
yeah, just Kane 3.
Right.
You don't need anything else.
It's right. No.
It's literally everything but Stryker 3.
No, I mean, Stryker 3 is still good.
Again, doesn't matter when you pair him with Kane.
Stryker 3 is good.
Hang on, you're saying still good. When was he right, good
fuck
before?
You.
He was not
I mean,
good before.
He has always been good as long as I've played Signar.
which has always been Mark 3.
Straight
which has
up,
always been Mark
3. His model is jumping over a wall. Dude doesn't have Pathfinder. He can't do that. They're lying to you.
Yeah.
All right, your model is a lie.
Yeah. I mean, straight
thank
up.
You, James. I actually did not know that. That's very good
yeah.
piece of trivia there.
Yeah, you haven't heard me say the next image in that series is the horse face planting and Stryker getting launched.
Okay, I remember this now.
Yeah, he doesn't
turns
have
out
Pathfinder.
He's a dragoon if he tries to go over a wall.
Yeah.
So
he dismounts and goes straight back to Stryker 2.
So
which, oh God.
No, okay, no, that would
yeah,
actually
okay,
be good
cool.
though.
So he pops feet, all of his guys hit, he tries to go over a wall. He dismounts, he pops feet, and
yeah.
Everything
so,
gets an extra attack.
God.
Do we need to talk much more about Signar? Like, it's just Kane and then...
Well,
Kane
well,
and then
on,
whatever.
What's
the obvious pairing? Do you guys just say
it
out.
Kane or Maddox or Darius?
I think it's Kane Maddox.
I kind of feel like Kane Darius presents some
fair.
Pretty good stuff.
You know, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Darius Heavy Metal is some bullshit.
Oh my God.
Yes, it
especially
absolutely is. Jackhammer is great.
Yeah. Especially whenever you can bring two Colossals, and one of those Colossals is an Arc Node.
Absolutely.
So, like, I'm going to run my Stormwall's going to go over there. I'm going to jackhammer it because my fucking
yeah.
Hurricane's
oh,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the Hurricane's
yeah.
fucking Arc
yes,
yeah.
it is.
Oh, my God.
So, you're jackhammering through the Hurricane onto the Stormwall.
Totally
yeah.
forgot about
yeah.
that shit.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hurricane's also really good with Maddox, too, because it takes a sail really well. It takes snipe really well. So you can do some
oh
good
yeah.
stuff with its knockdown
mm-hmm.
guns.
Are we saying what the pairing we picked was, Aaron?
No.
No,
okay.
That's
all right.
Not. Yeah.
Just, all right.
We're just, yeah. We are
new
just
guy.
Talking overview of stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Enough about Signar. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
What's next?
Kador?
No, the next is
yeah.
Protectorate.
Protectorate.
Oh, sorry.
James, you want to take this?
Fail.
Oh, wow. Way to go. You're getting racked, buddy. You are getting racked. So, for ADR Season 6 for Protectorate, we've got Malakus, Fiora 3, the Conquering Flame, Krios 1, and then Testament of Minoth, so that's High Reclaimer 2. In here, the obvious one should always be Krios.
K1, pop and drop.
Yeah, it's like he's too easy and too strong, just generally.
Yeah.
Especially considering the themes available to Protectorate. Creator's Might, the Warjack theme, it provides a bunch of great stuff for him. You can get Tristham in it. The Exemplar theme, give your Warjacks Blessed, so he doesn't have to cast Purify. He can get around things like, oh, I don't know.
Arcane Shield, potentially?
Well, not just Arcane Shield. Roots of the Earth, there we go. And
yeah.
other like effects
oh,
that aren't
yeah.
upkeeps. Like, yeah. it's nasty stuff. As to who to go with him, that one's kind of tough. Malakus kind of wants to play gunline too, going double gunline. Who really knows? You know, mm-hmm. do you really want to do that?
I think Testament with like some cavalry or something.
absolutely
might be kind of interesting.
Daughters are
Testament and bananas. Like you could even do like Flame Guard theme, double Flame Bringers.
Oh,
you could do Exemplar theme with Vengers.
Yep.
They really like his feat. And he likes having a lot of bodies on the board, too. And with the new Vessel of Judgment, there's some good stuff to be had there.
Yeah, definitely.
So what about Fiora 3?
Fifi's in a weird spot. Girlfriend's got a really cool long-range assassination threat, to me, anyway. But it's hard to deliver. She wants to get up to do that insight. She wants to use her feet, but that's 9 inches. And then she's dead because she's on a big base model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to love her. I played a whole mess of Fiora 2 in Mark 2, but, like, she's just going to get it.
So
yeah,
who's next? Is that Crix?
No, it's Kator this time.
Oh, it's
Kator.
Oh my
so
goodness!
So for Kator, we've got Kozlov, Strakov 2, Zarkova 1, and Irisk 2.
So good. So Kozlov is the weak link in that 3, right?
I think maybe.
Like
yeah, no, that's a good.
So
yeah.
Yes,
I really know Strakov 2 so well, but I mean like Kozlov's got some good stuff in his toolbox.
Kozlov in Legion of Steel is pretty decent, I think.
So a couple of things that people have said about what you can do with Strakov 2 with Last Stand is like some bullshit with because of how good mechanics are in Kator. You have like jacks that people have barely killed, then you repair them like one, then Last Stand it, and that jack murders literally anything in the entire world.
Adorable.
Yeah. I mean, like, and with like 2 fury, because it's like just I'm just gonna buy 2 attacks whenever I'm boosted attack rolls, weapon master damage rolls. And
he also does a really crazy armor skew in Legion of Steel.
Oh yeah.
No, not Legion of Steel. I'm sorry. With Manowar, because his feat is +3 armor to warrior models, and then like no knockdown, no
and
stationary or something like that.
He also has invoidable resolve, so
invoidable
sure
resolve.
Know how to deal with a 25 armor?
Yeah, armor,
again.
Armor, good billion.
Hateful.
Also, I hate to point this out. Zarkova?
Oh yeah, they gave her clouds. They gave her clouds for some reason.
Not bad.
I think the pairing is pretty well obviously going to be Irisk 2 and Strakov 2.
Actually,
honestly.
I think it would be Eris 2 and Zarkova 1. But
I mean, Zarkova scares me.
At this point.
Yeah, it,
it's
like,
Zarkova
it's a good
scares
lineup.
Me.
Like, it's a cool lineup, especially.
She should.
I mean, like, right? Yeah, like, Eris 2, awesome. He's been
in the Iron Fang Pikeman theme with Zarkova.
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
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 Yeah. What are you going to do? Not shoot me. Oh, you're going to come to me? All right, cool. I'll murder you.
I love her.
Sorry, what
she's,
were you?
Oh, she's a lot better now.
I was going to say, Iris got that like little minor stealth nerf to Artifice of Deviation because of Grimkin, right? Where
yeah,
you have to be completely within instead
totally
of broken as hell.
Highest violin playing for all the Kator players.
Yeah. So it's slightly less
nerfed.
Dominant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's Crix. Right?
Yeah, now it's Crix.
I will read the Crix off of Chad's phone. Banewitch Agathea, Mortnabra, Numenin of Necrogenesis. Gorshade the Bastard, that's Gorshade 1 for those kiddies out there, and Asphyxius the Hellbringer, that's Asphyxius 3 for those
also
of you.
Also, that was Morty 2.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's Morty 2.
Morty never 2.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that one, but that
hey.
Nozzle.
Hey, give me Mortnebra back, assholes.
No, she left. You rejected her.
No. Actually, she left because she's like, the clockwork vessels are inefficient compared to Necrogenesis.
They wouldn't listen to her when she said that they needed to look at the Lich Lords.
It's so, true. Oh, this is Fluffman meta?
This is Fluff,
I didn't realize that, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
recruited.
It's totally Fluff. Me and Chad love our huge Fluff movies.
Don't you know anything about the Fluff?
That's like 90% of the reason why I want to get No Quarter Prime.
I didn't realize Logan. The Fluff was on ADR.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways, I think Gatsby 3 is pretty much a solid shoe-in for the
Gatsby
for the
super dope. If you look at the new Bane theme, Banes get Prowl, you throw Ashen Veil on them.
Yep.
That is hot,
there
hot heat.
Go.
I love
is
it.
Is there ever a Gatsby that you don't choose?
Gatsby 1.
Oh, Gatsby 1 with that 5-point armor swing, though.
He's really good, though. I mean,
like so you just see Gatsby, and you're like, yeah, sure, I'll take him and whoever. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Banewitch Agathea is still, I mean, she's now good, really good also in the Bane theme. I mean, you got 3 good people for the Bane theme. You got Gorshade 1, Asphyxius 3, and Banewitch Agathea.
Yeah, especially because Gorshade just
so then you take
brings more Bane.
To bring Jax?
There's a whole other unit of Banes.
Yeah, I mean, Gorshade suffers a little bit because of Shadowmancer not being an upkeep, which is, you know, womp, womp, womp.
And here's
womp.
The smallest violin in the
no,
world.
No,
this is actually a legit
really cool.
mechanical mechanics thing, is because he wants to play the yo-yo game and bring Jax back after sending them in, but you don't get to utilize Shadowmancer in an offensive way, which gives them Dark Shroud.
Okay, that's fair.
And
that,
hey,
so it is a legit mechanics thing that doesn't get to work.
And don't get me wrong, giving up a Mechanithral to yank a Warjack back, like circle style yo-yo stuff.
Yeah,
especially now that they're like 9 points.
That's not a big deal. But like, you are still giving something up. You have to give up a model.
Yeah.
To do the yo-yo. So I mean, like,
I mean,
it's pretty much
just firing off Barathrum and Deathjack, and then yanking them back.
I'm interested. So is his Deathstalker a caster attachment?
No, she's a
so
he's a unit now.
I'm curious to know what that torture cage or whatever is going to be. Because if it's like something where they get to like pull,
oh, that's right,
they get to have additional focus.
Yeah, the Crick's racks.
So
he's a Warcaster unit now.
Okay, so yeah, so if that thing allows that, then I think we might see that change. But that's a long ways away, obviously.
So Asphyxius 3 and
probably Bane Witch Agathea.
Yeah, I like Gatsby 3 and Agathea. One of our locals, kind of like basically fucking Ender Wiggin for this game. He's been playing this great Bane Witch Agathea list.
Is it with like three of the Accumulator Jacks or something?
It's a bunch of Bane Knights, weird enough. But like with the armor swing and everything, like it's
with Wraith Engine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool stuff. I mean, like, I want to love Morty too because she's got flank for her Warjacks in command. But
So next up we have Retribution. We've got Helena. We've got Lord Gear Shield, the Forgiven. That's Gorshade 4.
Whoa.
Thyron and Don Lord Vyros, which is Vyros 1.
So wait, Gorshade is on the ADR twice?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first and last ones.
Oh, my gosh. No, I didn't even notice that.
The Alpha and the Omega.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't think any other caster can ever say that they've been on the ADR twice at the same time.
Not yet. Old Witch can probably do it at some point.
Yeah,
but not yet.
I mean, Kane is technically working overtime.
Yeah, Kane's on there twice.
All right. Yeah,
the same exact model is on there twice.
He's literally in there in two places.
Fair.
Helena is still a great generalist. Thyron, one of our locals has been playing Thyron in the Mage Hunter theme, which is kind of nasty because giving. Mage Hunter Infiltrators sidestep and an additional die. Sidestep.
Yeah.
And an additional die on hitting with their two attacks is pretty sweet.
Plus,
I mean, it's not bad.
Thyron's pretty hard to kill. I mean, he's a very resilient warcaster. So even if he has, like, if he struggles to crack armor or something like that, you've still got a guy that you can play pretty far forward, which I think is a strong consideration.
Especially now that they have that little guard dog dude that makes him.
Oh, yeah. The Fane.
Oh, you mean
Knight.
The Covenant of Syrah?
Yeah, the Covenant of Syrah.
I think Vyros is always a solid choice.
I think he's decent.
I think that maybe Gorshade is the weak link on this one.
I think so, but I think a lot of it has to do with just the fact that people don't really know exactly what to do with him.
Right.
I feel like they're waiting for, like, either a Nis theme, or I think they're waiting for, like, one more piece for him to really unlock him. But as it is right now, they're just not really sure, because he's got Revive, which is really cool, but what are you going to revive? Like, a Sentinel? Like,
he's got an interesting set of abilities for sure. like, kind of like you said, it seems like
revive
he hasn't been
model.
Unlocked yet.
Just not good enough. Not with his toolkit.
Yeah. Revive a Dester. I hear they're
great. So anyway, we're moving on.
Oh, God. The troll face Aaron has right now is just, ugh.
it's nauseating. You get used to it after a while. So who's next?
Convergence of Cyrus.
Okay.
We have Father, Mother, Daughter, and Centurion.
So not Axis.
Not Axis.
Oh,
how sad are you? How sad?
Are you going to be happy in next season whenever you get to say, I have two casters that aren't on the ADR this time?
Yeah, yes, I will. I am kind of sad about this because
You know you're not getting Lucant or Axis whenever Orion's on the theme. It's you're going to be stuck with Orion and Cyntherian and Mother.
I really thought that Aurora was going to fall off the ADR this time because she's the one that hasn't fallen off.
Yeah, because she's the worst. They will always give you her.
How long has ADR been a thing?
This is season 6.
Okay.
So, yeah. 3 years.
3 years. All right. So Aurora has just been just a barnacle on the underside of ADR for three straight years.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kruger 1.
Kruger 1 was on there for a long time.
He was on there for 3 seasons in a row.
Dug in like a tick.
Yeah.
I mean, is it really too much to ask for me to have both Father and Axis?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
The look on your face says it all, man.
Orion and Father in the same list, and everybody cries and weeps to their mothers later whenever you've done things to them that are unspeakable. Okay, let's be realistic. When we have done things unspeakable to them, like that's the one thing that, by the way, nobody's looking forward to is when him comes out and then me and you both play Convergence solidly for like 6 months. No one wants that.
I mean, I was going to switch to Signar all the time.
You can in 6 months.
You can play, yeah, you can play.
For 6 months, you can do that.
Okay, so,
yeah,
Cocklords, lay it on us. What are the...
So, actually, hold on a second. I want to go back, because I didn't realize that Gorshade 4 actually has Mage Sight, which is kind of a big deal.
No, he's a solid caster. He just hasn't been unlocked yet.
Mage Sight, Chiller, he's got some neat stuff.
So, yeah, Chiller to put on... He'd be really good in the Mage theme, the Mage Hunter theme, because you put Chiller on the Infiltrators, and then you put Mage Sight on whatever your target is.
I don't think he's allowed in the Mage Hunter theme.
What's the restriction on the Mage Hunter?
I don't know if there are Warcaster restrictions on
there's on the Shaiil one.
Oh, okay.
He's not a Shaiil Warcaster.
Okay.
Or he's not a... I can't remember what it is.
I don't know. They're dirty elves.
Warcasters.
Yeah, so no.
Yeah.
So he's everyone. The theme.
He also has Field Marshal Arcane Vortex.
Yeah.
Which is quite possibly one of the most tilting things for me as a very magic and debuff heavy player. It's just... Oh.
Yeah. All right. Back to Convergence.
I mean, obviously, Father.
Yeah.
Is Father's still the same Father he's always been and still great.
Father, Mother, and Cyntherian are three very solid casters.
Yeah. And then
Destruction Initiative, you build, just choose two.
Right. And then with the new SR-17, I think Aurora's still, I mean, I love my Aurora list to death. And I think it can put unexpected scenario pressure.
I really think that
and if you would like to see it, you can go to discountgamesinc.com and purchase that entire list.
I think it's going to be interesting when we get a theme list that actually allows infantry, because I think Aurora might be able to be shining at that point. I mean, I hope. I really do hope that something will make
her. Oh, no, absolutely. Like, I mean, Aurora and Axis both want to be running infantry.
If Aurora gets ambushing angels, is that worth it?
Yes, maybe.
I think we've all had enough cock.
Okay.
Let's move on to Mercs.
Absolutely.
Mercenaries. So, Mercenaries is Kane's Hellslingers. What? But wait, I thought he... Huh?
Okay.
Cognifex Siphon, Captain Phineas Shea, and Magnus the Warlord.
No dwarves.
No dwarves.
Womp womp.
Yeah, racism. So we were actually wrong when we thought that a dwarf and a Cephalix caster would always be on the ADR.
Thanks for proving us wrong so quickly, PP.
You know what this means? Because of the changes to the battle engine, the dwarf theme list is OP. And therefore, Private Troopers is like, we can't give these dwarves.
Can't let you guys have this.
Magnus the Warlord is Magnus 2?
Right.
Yes. Yep.
Buddy.
Oh, hateful.
So yeah, buddy.
I'm looking at this pairing and I'm thinking Siphon and Magnus.
By the way, there's a part of my heart, because of the way that they did the minion theme, that lets me hope for the day they do like a flashback theme where I get to take Magnus the Warlord.
Shut your goddamn mouth right now.
Like, just I'll bring
shut your goddamn mouth.
It's fine. But like, it's just Magnus leading a.
Nope.
I would be.
Nope.
I would shit myself for the control caster.
Shut your mouth.
Did you say Siphon and Magnus?
Yes.
Why not Kane and Magnus?
So Kane struggles with mercenaries because he wants to make Jax great.
He makes
mercenary Jax as good as Signar Jax.
Sorry,
Kane.
I'm remembering that chargers don't work for Kane always.
Right.
That's
right.
My mistake.
And neither does Ace. No. Ace does not work in mercenaries.
Wait,
even
really?
Under Kane.
He didn't steal him when he left?
Nope.
No.
Mm.
He should have.
Yeah, there's not very many.
Technically, no. But if you bring a theme,
I thought they ruled that if they actually put out a theme where Kane 3 is allowed, that you can take Ace.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
I think that you can.
But there is not currently a theme where you can take Kane.
Exactly. Mm.
Okay. So maybe he does get to play with Ace outside.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, I understand. Yeah. Probably not the choice.
The Mercenary Jacks, like, it's basically like him and a galleon.
Is there a Pirates theme for Mercs? I'm coming from a
Not yet.
Because they're supposed to be.
So the. So the Lely's Resistance goes into CID, I think, in the fall in a couple of months. Like, I think it's after the 12 Factions of Christmas, which is coming up after Trolls. So we'll get the Resistance one, and I think shortly after that, or at the same time, we might also see Italian Charter for all of the pirate themes that Shay would get to play around
in. If there was a pirate theme one, we would be talking about Shay.
Oh, absolutely. Buddy used to tear it up in his old theme and stuff. Oh, yeah. He was great.
All it's going to take is him just give him a theme with literally
some free solos. Yeah, like some free solos and like plus two deployment or something. And he's like, hey, you thought we were playing in the middle, right? We're playing in your AD area.
Yeah, just give him some of his old bennies.
They give ambush to a unit of press gangers.
Oh, my God.
God forbid they give the unit of press gangers ambush.
Oh, that'd be so amazing.
All right. Continuing on, what do we got next?
What if he gets to take Black Ogre and boarding party? Like, what if he gets to take some of the Crix pirates? Like some of the Crix Ogre.
Okay, let's not get carried away.
That'd be kind of cool.
Let's go down that rabbit hole when the theme force comes out.
Right. I feel like Shay gets Blood Gorgers or something. Like, I'd be down with
that. Fuck yeah! Oh my God!
Shay and Satixis.
Oh my God, no.
Okay, so.
Too good.
That was a bridge too far.
Yeah.
Always taking it too far. All right, now we've got Trollbloods. Ragnar Sky Splitter, the Runer Master. Oh, yep. Wait, no, they fixed it.
They finally fixed it.
He'll always be the Runer Master in my heart.
Oh, my God, they did.
And then we've got Kalandra.
Kalandra, yeah.
And then this is Horluck 2?
Yes.
This is Speedy Horluck, right on. And then Gristle 2.
Yep.
Wow. Let's see.
I like that lineup.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
It's pretty sweet. Kalandra is hot stuff now with Fury 8.
They're all hot stuff. I mean, Doomy 2 is just throwing. He's doing his theme and just throwing a Mountain King from 4 million miles away.
Oh, yeah, and Ragnar and Gargs is just frustrating. Yeah. That is a
bad pairing.
Nope. Hold on a second. Let me talk about something.
Okay.
Sea King is in CID for 36 points right now.
Ooh.
Yep.
Sea King with Doomy 2 is
stupid.
Well, especially whenever he brings like at least one Dire Troll element, or what's the Earthborn Dire Troll,
or an Axer,
or both. Like the Earthborn Dire Troll just sits next to that thing of water that the fucking Sea King shoots out with its Animus, and it's just like, hey guys, I'm really awesome right now. Like,
yeah,
I'm really awesome right now.
Yeah.
Does he still have Hellmouth the Animus?
Yes.
But it's a water. It's a
water thing.
So it's the AoE is a water. Like, so it's like, I think it sucks them in and then puts water on them or some shit like that.
So putting the
water thing into play is what you want to do.
So the Sea King is speed 5, plus 3 speed from Doomy's feet, making him speed 8. And then he charges 3, making it 11. And then 4-inch reach.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And then he has like drag.
He just threats. Well, he doesn't drag them in.
Yep.
But then he also gets Iron Aggression.
Yeah.
Or Wild Aggression.
He doesn't have drag with his pull.
Nope.
That seems like a wasted opportunity.
Also, Gristle 2 with her her gun is so sweet now. It was pretty sweet in Mark 2.
Especially when she far strikes herself.
Oh yeah, like she can do a lot on her own.
The big thing is that she picked up Rate of Fire 3 instead of Reload.
So she just gets
to shoot her 3 gunshots for free.
So can we just take a moment to appreciate me and Chad especially, the fact that in CID right now is a new set of troll boobies.
Oh, there is, but they're also all old and cold.
Listen, all boobies need love, Chad.
Are we really doing this?
Yes, we're really doing this.
Girls of Trollbloods, or
me
whatever.
And Chad like. Yeah. We've advocated for troll boobies for a while.
There
needs to be more troll boobies.
By the way, did you see the concept art or the 3D rendering for that character solo that they have? No, the fucking Viking dude with the two axes.
Yeah, he looks cool.
Oh, it looks amazing.
I want to. I did not see that, but now I need to see.
Yeah,
this
you need to go. Okay. You need to go find
my
it.
So, basically, we're looking at good parents.
Pick two. Have fun.
Have fun.
Jeremy, what do we got next?
We have Circle.
I can do Circle. Sweet. We have Tanith, the Feral Song. Kaya, the Wild Heart. Morvana, the Autumn Blade.
Is that Morvana?
Oh, my main man. Huh?
Morvana 1.
Morvana 1, Kaya 3.
Kaya 3. And then Big Man.
Braggadus?
Braggadus.
That's a callback to something that nobody here knows.
Something dark.
Braddigus, Thoril, the Rune Carver.
So I'll give you guys all a hint. It's not Braddigus.
Yeah, I know.
Not until Bones hits.
Not until December.
Okay, so I feel like some people out there could maybe make an argument for Morvana 1 in there somewhere, but yeah, I think Kaya 3 Tanith is where it's at.
If she could bring back Ravagers, then we'd be a whole different discussion we're having right now.
Oh, my goodness, you're not kidding.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Kaya 3 Tanith.
Yeah.
Sweet. So, next.
Scorn.
Oh, I gotta do Scorn.
Oops, sorry.
No, we're moving on.
Oh,
you
I gotta do
circle.
Scorn. It's Beastmaster Zakhar, Morgul 3 with his girls, Mordekaiser,
Dominar, Morgul, and his escorts. I wish they weren't actually called that because it's less funny whenever that's actually real. So, to you.
Thanks for the permission to keep.
He has a title. Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah, his title is lame. His title's bad, and he should feel bad. Then we've got Mordekaiser, and then we've got Hexorus 1 or Hexy 2?
That's Hexy 2, you heathen.
Who really cares? It's Scorn.
Okay. So I'm gonna try to keep my Scorn squeaking to a little bit. Obviously, the Scorn themes are not out of testing yet, so I'm not going to be playing Scorn first time around because I think Zakhar is an amazing opportunity.
I think Morgul 3 is the right pick here, right?
Morgul 3 is not a bad choice. I'm not sure what you're trying to bait me into something.
I think Morgul 3 is the weak link in this.
I think that I think I need to play him now just to make you underestimate. Like you're underestimating how powerful his signature spell is. Just like I'll just blind your tap with a spell.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So is this the Hexy with Black Spot?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So he's in there, right?
Yeah, it's Hexy and Mordekaiser until the Beast theme comes out. Then I think it's Zakhar and either one of those other two. I think Morgul 3 is the weak link.
Zakhar,
so
though?
Wait, I just said.
Hang on.
Fuck you.
Just not. Huh?
Zakhar, though.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No.
Beastmaster Zakhar, Mr. Wacky Waving Inflatable 2.
I'm not sure if you understand this, but when you have Arknode, Mortality is a really awesome spell.
Yes.
If you don't have to you don't have to put your caster in
also,
danger.
Also, when you have a 12-19 War Beast and a feat that makes him 15-22, and also I'm making that's without the fact that you're counting a Kraya.
Are you talking about Chiron?
No, I'm talking about a Gator. I'm talking about a Black-Eyed Wrestler.
That stuff's not out. You can't. No, get out of here with that.
I'm saying what I said was I prefaced it with Zakhar. If that theme makes it through like that, if I can have a Wrestler under a Kraya aura. Zakhar is a very strong choice.
Okay, so
until then,
back in today, though.
Mordekaiser and. Oh, yeah, I already said that. Mordekaiser and Hexorus.
Yeah. Hexy Mordekaiser. Who wants to talk about Legion?
Oh, my God.
Is that me?
So cool. Sorry. Sure.
Right, sure. So we got Carissa, the Conviction of Everblight. Kallus, Devastation of Everblight. That's Kallus
2.
2.
The Mighty Manitar.
Lilith,
the
Shadow
Manitar.
Of Everblight, which is Lilith 2.
Oh, Lilith 2.
Yeah.
That's the one that I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm. And Absalonia, the Terror of Everblight. I'm noticing a theme. They all have the word Everblight in them.
Wait, which
they're
faction?
All they're all of Everblight.
Oh, yeah, fair. They all have of Everblight.
So not Carissa. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
I think it's going to be Kallus 2 and Lilith 2.
Yeah, that's kind of my...
I don't know, Abby with the... Archangel's really good stuff.
I mean, it's Lily 2 plus either Kallus or Abby.
I don't know.
I think that you can make a case can be made for any combination of those three. Because Kallus and Lilith both deal with infantry really well and also have long range threats. And then Abby is a very heavy, she can deal with that Jack spam.
Yeah, I feel like Kallus and Abby is a pretty good pairing as far as ADR goes. I mean, yeah. Like I really like the kind of combos you're going to be playing there. Overrun is great if your opponent isn't expecting it. Even if they are, it's so hard to predict. Those,
isn't that Kallus 3?
No.
There's only two.
Oh, never mind.
That's the Kallus with Overrun.
Oh, that's the Kallus with Overrun.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought that was Kallus 3. Never mind.
It's also Bloodlust, too.
Oh, my God. Nope. Yep. I'm all in on Kallus now.
Okay. Yeah.
Kallus Lily.
Yeah. He also gives a plus 3-inch threat range extension.
Oh, no. I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it. I had, yeah, it happened.
I was super sad when I read his feat because it's unboostable fire. It's an unboostable Power 12 fire roll. Because I was like, so going to start bringing back some crow creators with Kallus too. I was just going to oil everything up and then have him light everything on fire. And then his feet would do boosted Power 12s. But no.
And then after that, we have
Grimkin.
Some other weird. What are these?
What do we have for Grimkin, Chad?
We have the Heretic, the Child, the Dreamer, the King of Nothing.
That's
So we're missing Old Witch and
The Wanderer.
The Wanderer.
Which I'm really sad that Wanderer's not on there.
None of us are.
Nope.
Honestly, they're all good enough that I'm upset with any four that will ever be on there.
Yeah.
They don't have an Aurora, so...
That's true.
Can we just talk about the fact that if Aurora goes through CID and they fix any of the things with her, then I'm just... Convergence is just strictly as good as Grimkin is in this format.
That's so interesting that you bring up Convergence because we're talking about Grimkin, though.
Yeah.
So maybe you can keep it back in the past.
Shut up.
Keep it in your pants.
Shut up.
Hey, wasn't me this time.
I think...
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
I think Heretic and Child are pretty obvious answers. I think Heretic is almost always going to be there. His trump card Reckoning and then also having Fury on top of that is so incredibly good.
Heretic has a lot of
he's got Rebuke, he's got Hexblast, man. Man.
You can't discount
there's also the King of Nothing and the Wanderer. So
the Dreamer. You can't discount King of Nothing with his clouds, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That stuff's you cannot discount a cloud wall.
He plays a really good cloud wall
with Naslayers. I hear
he can play
cool.
into Dark Menagerie really good. Dreamer, I need to look at her more because I'm not sure exactly what she wants for her list.
She wants the Dreamening.
Yeah.
I think she wants a Dark Menagerie with a good chunk of War Beasts in it. I think that's what she
wants. I thought about that because she has Manifest Destiny, so you can just obliterate stuff once you get into melee, but she also has Mirage, which is really good on a unit.
Yeah, like Dreadnoughts or Naslayers or whatever. Yeah. Even Piggybacks.
I mean, I just feel like I think she would do pretty decently into I think she would play pretty decently into Bump in the Night as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not saying that she wouldn't.
So this could just be because I'm sort of starry-eyed and it's a new faction, right? But it feels like with Grimkin there aren't really any wrong answers this season.
No, I agree.
I don't think so.
Because, again, they don't have an Aurora, but so there's four good options.
There's no wet fart of these casters.
Yep,
yeah.
Correct.
So, pick two, have fun, and make your opponent cry.
Yep.
And then...
Minions. I can do
last
minions.
But not least.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I can recite
I get to do. I get to do minions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we've got Maelok, Jaga Jaga, Helga, and Midas.
Midas.
Does he turn things to gold?
No.
No, he turns dead things back into, well, still dead things, and it's pretty gross.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty gross.
Okay.
I think Jaga is honestly the worst caster in this bunch.
Which is so goofy to me because, like, I love Spell Piercer.
Jaga's not bad.
I love Spell Piercer.
Yeah, I didn't get there, but yeah, exactly. Spell Piercer's good. Jaga's not bad, but Maelok is super good. He has a really good armor skew with the Gator theme.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody who knows anything about minions should understand that Helga is amazing.
Oh, I've been touched in bad places by Helga. She's got some real good tech.
I don't think I've ever played against Helga.
Oh, buddy, Cyclone and Slam out of nowhere is a raw deal, and it's hard to defend against.
Okay. Yeah. I will take your word for it until I get schooled by it, and then I'll cry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, Midas is also a really good caster. He has Hex Blast, Calamity, and whatever the not the bad version of like weapon making stuff Weapon Master.
So are we at again at a point where it's like kind of pick two and have fun with them?
I mean, like again, I think that if you're making a Jaga Jaga list, then like you really got to understand what you're. How you're surviving across the field, because mm-hmm. like, that's the thing. A Melok can make enough posse survive across the field.
Well, how you make Jaga Jaga survive across the field is you run amphibious units, and you have a Dracodile.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Like, I cannot wait to have a bunch of co-creators around a Dracodile. But
man, I love Wish Machine. It's such a great game, Wish Machine.
Yeah, Wish Machine is a really good game.
I do feel like there are some wrong answers here because you could make a pretty goofy pairing out of some of these, I think.
I think Melok in either the pigs is fine.
Probably, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. It kind of depends on where you're going with them, really. There's some, I mean, both themes are pretty neat.
Especially with the changes to the Sacrovault and the Meat Thresher.
Just wait till Helga gets her Valkyries.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wish Machine land. So.
No, yeah, they're coming.
We are going back to Wish Machine land, but
no,
man,
they're coming.
Straight up a line on her card, not usable yet. Want to see those Valkyries.
It's Veteran Leader, I think? Is
yeah.
That? Okay, that's right.
They're coming. They have Shield
Guard, Winter.
Shield Guard, Vengeance, and Tough.
And, so,
and very big hammers.
I just kind of want to say, I feel like this season of ADR, there's a lot of good choices for a lot of factions.
Yep.
And I think that's really good for this format.
Yeah.
So I have a theme. Everybody says we're looking for stuff. There is a ton of hit and damage, like a ton of hit and damage, like dual hit and damage fixing. So we have Kane, who has ranged effective synergy. We have three synergy casters. Viros 2 isn't out. So two synergy casters. We have Kaya 3 and Bradagus both
mm-hmm.
on there.
Yeah.
We have...
And Cyntherian.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we do have three. Okay, I thought that I had said three. Okay, so, yeah, three. We have King of Nothing. We have the Child. We have... Dreamer and Heretic. So all four of the Grimkin. We have Melok. We have Midas.
Helena has Signs Importance for her battle group. Gershild has Chiller. Viros has boosted melee attack rolls.
Like, there's a lot of just like
sorry, Thyron, yeah. Not Viros.
Hard, accurate hitting power, like everywhere.
Yeah.
So the theme of this ADR season might be the alpha.
Yeah.
Like no control.
Blowing up armor skew.
Like aside from the Dreamer, no real hard control casters either.
Yeah.
Like.
No. Yeah. No. I agree. Yeah.
Like. Everything else is just like, it's just beat and face. Just punch the other person to death.
So expect a lot of beat face.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Actually, yeah. No, you're totally right. Yeah. Like, we've got some like attrition stuff. We've got some like recursion stuff in some places, but it's, yeah.
The Dreamer
this
is
the season of the alpha.
Yeah. It's all defensive or offensive. There's no control.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Well, I look forward to exploring this season.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other thoughts we have on this season?
SR-17?
Oh, yeah.
Talking
about SR-17.
Well, before we get there, how about we tell people what we're going to play?
Oh, yeah.
Since we're talking about the factions right now, let's at least tell them what faction we're going to play for the next episode.
I'm playing Minions.
I'm playing Protectorate.
I'm playing some Grimkin.
I'm going to bring out the Swans.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that.
Giggity. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Hey. Gain three to your Facebook.
So let's do a brief overview of SR 2017.
Yeah.
So do you think it's going to reduce spam? I do. I personally think that's like the main thing it's going to do.
I don't.
I think it's going to be, I think you're going to see an infantry spam list and you're going to see a beast and jack spam list. And you're going to be playing one of those two based off of how many of each zone you're going to see on the table.
I'm sort of in Chad's boat in that, like, themes sort of by their nature kind of want you to spam a little bit, right? So, like, I do think it's not a bad idea in your pairings to do, like, an infantry and then a jack spam. Not necessarily just depending on the scenario you end up seeing, but, like, your opponent. I don't think...
Right.
all of the factions have an option for like pure anti-infantry or pure anti-armor or battle group or what have you. Not all the factions have that, especially not in ADR.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'll still see spams because, again, theme forces promote that. But I think when you get into a place where your spam doesn't fit the scenario, it'll just be, okay, I'm going to smartly contest, and I'm going to kill you through attrition.
Yeah, I think so.
And this ADR season has good options for you attritioning people through beating face.
So I want to ask you, Aaron, that's a little bit of a... Well, sorry, Jeremy, did you have something?
No, I'm checking Aaron. Aaron needs to talk to the microphone more.
Sorry.
Okay. Last season, the end of last season, you said that you don't think that themes are going to be very apparent in Champions. Do you still have that same opinion, or has that changed based off of some of the themes that we've seen and some of the themes that have become very popular?
Given what was announced at Lock and Load, I will admit that I was dead wrong. I mean, they're going to... I think, like, you know, with the amount of themes that are going to come out, like, there's no reason not to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be... I mean, again, the way that they you know, they announced it, I think this time next year, for sure.
Right.
Like, I'm not even sure it's going to take this long next year for us to see...
Probably by next season.
Out of theme lists.
Right. I mean, at this point in the game, yes, I will still say you might see out of theme lists. And I think Champions is the format to see that in.
Mm-hmm.
However, once every model in the game has a home and a theme, I think the times when you see lists not in a theme will be far and few between.
Absolutely. I think the time is kind of up for playing out of theme unless you have some real cute shenanigans you're up to.
I think a couple of the factions actually. I think it really depends on some of the factions because I think unless Baldur is on ADR, Baldur 2, I don't see very many reasons to play any of the circle themes when you're giving up stuff like Megalith and Loki with people that are not Tanith or Baldur.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna depend on the faction for sure, but just by virtue of like how limited ADR is already, you really want to stack as many benefits as you can get. So if your faction has those themes, yeah, you want them, you want to skew to them.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else that we want to... I mean, I don't think we need to go... all the scenarios, it's like...
No, I don't think so. Go check out SR17. There's some really interesting changes to the zones, scoring and everything like that. Killbox has changed now to that it's only your table edge and it's 12 inches.
One change on every single scenario. Sorry, one change I'm super stoked on is there's only three objectives now. You don't have to like sit there. Okay, I need the one that repairs. There's only three now. You can actually.
Yeah.
I dislike this. I liked having lots of options for objectives.
I did too.
Aaron,
but at the same time,
your goddamn microphone.
I dislike this. I liked having lots of options for objectives.
Yeah. I mean, I'm back and forth. I think for simplicity, it's really good because the three benefits that you get are all very good. They're all very utility, especially because now they're all within 4 inches.
Absolutely.
Like the repairing is a model within four. The Pathfinder is a model within four. The magic weapons is a model within four. As opposed to like, oh, this one, the repair, you have to be in base to base.
Right.
You know, all that other stuff. And
the most exciting thing
is that tactician
for your objective.
Yeah. That
is the most exciting.
I didn't even notice that. That's great. That's super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the other nice thing about it, too, is, well, so what I was getting at is, like, those bonuses are the only things that they do. There's no more, like, damage reduction, or there's no cover or anything like that, or no smoke cloud to forget to put down every fucking turn or whatever.
I'm sad about no cover.
Yeah, I am, too, but it's also, like... It's also not 12 more rules that I have to remember on shit.
Exactly, Chad. Like, that is something, like, as somebody that used Effigy of Valor a whole bunch, I'm a little sad to see it go, but anything that reduces rules complexity in an already very complex game, like, I want to get back to crushing my enemies and not referencing.
By the way, did you remember that Effigy of Valor stands up models that are knocked down within 4 inches?
Did I ever?
Really? Because I never did.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm always like, cover. Sweet.
What do I hate
covered.
More than my high def models, etc., my fast models getting knocked down? Oof, oof, nothing.
Xerxes yeah. stood up a lot from, he would get knocked down a lot.
I'm really sad that I don't have access to Arcane Wonder.
So,
yeah. minus 2 inches on a spell?
I think that it's SR a huge deal. Is probably one of the best SRs we've had, to be perfectly honest. I think it's very balanced and it's more dynamic in a lot of ways.
I need to see
that's a
how
huge shift from last season.
There's been a huge the CID changed a lot of things.
It did, yeah. I'm a little griped that we have to have a lot more zones just available. I kind of miss just being able to hang on to a couple flags, et cetera,
yeah.
and some terrain. But like now you should own your zones. There's not really an excuse not
yeah.
to own
I
it.
I mean,
now.
The good thing is that like all of the scenarios that were one or the other, as far as rectangles and circles, are all pretty much the same. It's just like you have like a circle or rectangles, and then you also added either like circles or rectangles. So we don't really have to buy that much more zones. It's just the zones are all going to get used more frequently.
Yeah.
More
I mean, my excuse is I'm lazy.
Oh, no, I get it. Now there's less of an excuse, though. Now it's like you're a lazy douche instead of just like, no, I understand. It's obnoxious to have those. We only play them like twice.
Yeah. We're just going to play two flags.
Cool.
I think I need to play on the scenarios more to see if I like these scenarios better. I think SR15 was about where it needed to be. I think 16 was a little bit off just because you had stuff like the pit and line breaker that were either really good or just awful to play on.
Yeah. I think that this is coming back towards 15 in a lot of ways. And again, Aaron's right. I said last year that I did not like where 17 was going. And again, they fixed the problems I'd had with it. I didn't like that it was to 6 more than your opponent. And honestly, in the games I've played, that 1 point makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I like the 6 scenarios that they settled on. They changed a couple scenarios from what they were, and they added the interesting idea of this flags being able to be scored by solos. And I think that's more interesting and more dynamic. And again, I think I honestly will be the one dissenter that thinks that this is going to prevent a certain amount of spam, because there's certain lists that you just have to, like, if you play a list with at least a couple units, it's going to be harder for you to have a scenario presence than if you play a more balanced list with at least, you know, two, maybe like a good unit as opposed to your 2 support units with your jack spam list.
Okay.
Yeah. So there.
James, do you have any thoughts about it?
I mean, like, I guess I'm going to spoil it a little bit because I didn't exactly spam in my lists, but I feel like the harbinger of spam right here. I definitely suggest it, but and then on our show I didn't. But at the end
spoilers,
of the day, I think
it
behooves you to spam. I'm gonna be Jeremy's counterpoint.
That's
here.
That's fine. Well, actually, all 3 of you were saying I am wrong. It's fine.
Well, yeah, but what's new, really?
Right? Cool.
Any other final thoughts?
No, I think that's it.
Orion.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening to this episode of 4-Man Meta. Next episode, we will start talking about our battle reports and all of our lists that we built based on these 4 factions. So stay tuned in for that. This has been Chad.
And this is Aaron.
This is James.
And this is Jeremy.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Brick House.
Confidence.